Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power.
Never lose.
faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by, and please forgive me, I went to change something on the switchboard, but I'm glad guest number 1913 came back on. Please forgive me. I was trying to get it smaller where I could see who all was calling in. But we give God praise this morning for all that he's doing. And before we start our show today, we will have a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help me, O gracious Father, to not be caught up in religion, but to be caught up in the Spirit, your Holy Spirit, that I might be more effective in my prayer and be obedient to you. I want to serve you and your divine purpose, Lord. Do what is good and right in your sight, dear Heavenly Father. Allow me, dear Lord, to live in your light and love that you have for me. Show me how to be helpful to your kingdom, Lord. Show me how to have a life of constant praise to you. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen, and thank God. I would like to say good morning to each and every person that have tuned in today for the show, and we have an exciting topic today. We have a guest that's supposed to come on. We haven't seen her yet. She's a prophetess that will be on this morning, will be our guest. And I heard her husband, which is a pastor, was going to come on. So we're going to keep talking till we see them come online. We give God praise this morning for what he's doing. And we are talking this morning about the joy of integrity. And you know, we're going to break it down a little bit this morning. We're going to break down joy, and we're going to break down integrity a little. And you know, joy, when you think of joy, when we think of joy, we often think of things that are new. A new day, a new baby, a new love, a new beginning. The promise of a new home with God in heaven. We're talking about joy of integrity today. Rejoicing in these things originate with having joy in the God who make all things new, rather than relying on earthly pleasure to provide happiness. The scriptures command that we rejoice in God. And in each new day, he brings. You know, joy is a celebration of the heart that goes beyond circumstances to the very foundation of joy, the knowledge that we are loved by God. I'm just going to break some of the things down between joy of integrity. You know, today we can shout for joy. When we experience true joy, we will naturally express it as God pours joy into our lives. We can bring it back to him. You know, we can shout today for joy to the Lord all the earth, worshiping the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs, knowing that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter in his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise, giving thanks to him and praise his name. You know, for the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continueth through all generations. You'll find that in Psalms 100. You know, as I thought about that joy, you know, we can rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. You'll find that in Philippians 4:4. And we're going to be coming out of some of the passages out of Philippians today also. You know, though now you do not see him yet, believe, you rejoice with joy, inexpressibly full of glory. You'll find that in 1 Peter 1:8. And as I thought about joy, we thought about the song, Joy Bells Keep Ringing in My Soul. We thought about integrity. I'm going to come back by on some things on joy. But I'm going to talk a little bit now on integrity. You know, when we think of integrity, we think of someone who is honorable, trustworthy, a person who keeps their word, and guard their reputation. You know, we put these both together, joy of integrity. My. You know, to be called a man or woman of God in integrity is a high compliment. Men and women of God that's listening today, to be called a man or woman of God is a big compliment. You know, such a person knows the difference between right and wrong, and diligently pursuing doing right, no matter what the obstacles are. You know, Jesus provided the best example of a man of integrity. He was not swayed by outer influence, but lived a life above reproach. Integrity comes not just from the pursuit of right living, but the pursuit of God, which leads to right living. And, you know, as I went a little bit further, I went to the Word of God, I went to the dictionary, and integrity can also be the character of a person, the conduct, the consistency, the cooperation, the courage. You know, integrity can be honesty, value. And today, as we go further in talking about integrity and joy, you know, integrity and a responsibility goes together. You know, people of integrity take responsibility rather than blaming others for their wrong behavior. A person of integrity is not afraid to say, I was wrong, and will you forgive me? He or she has the courage to say, I need help. I can't make it alone. You know, people of integrity are not afraid to tell others of their weakness and discover ways to conquer them. You know, we can talk about the ultimate virtue of integrity. We can define integrity as a person of integrity is concerned not just with doing right, but right motive and right thinking. You know, integrity is a wholesome, a moral completeness, and is a characteristic of a person whose life reflects the life of Jesus Christ. You know, integrity demonstrates the inner person, the motive behind the act. Integrity, it encompasses all what we do and all speech, motive, and action. You know, a mature Christian walks in integrity, inwardly and outwardly. I think I'll say that again. A mature Christian walks in integrity, inwardly and outwardly. That's a good definition for integrity of a Christian. You know, integrity and responsibility. You know, integrity and responsibility go together. People of integrity take responsibility rather than blame others. You know, as I thought about that, we can have a call to integrity. People of integrity keeps the promise they make. They are true to their word, whether in business, their family lives, or in their relationship with God. You know, we have a unique opportunity today, the chance to stand up, be counted, and give men and women who have chosen a different road and alternative before it's too late. You know, you need to recapture the spiritual climate in our own home, cultivate a heart for other men and women. Our homes, men and women, are about to collapse. You know, the home we live in are coming apart at the seams. You know what's going on. But we can't just worry about our own home. We've got to foster regard and concern for the home all around us. We're talking about a call to integrity today, the joy of integrity today. You know, together we must stand up and be counted for Almighty God. To accomplish all this, to tilt the rough grounds of the hostile culture, we need to plant some new seeds for Christ. You know, each of us must commit to model what I call the three non-negotiations of manhood and womanhood: integrity, commitment, and action. You know, just think, if you was to take the word integrity and reduce it to the simplest term, you'll conclude that a man of integrity is a promise keeper. He's a guy who, when he says something, can be trusted. When he gives his word, you can take it to the bank. His word is good. You know, I thought about that. You know, someone has said that a man who refuses to stand for something will fall for anything sooner or later, because he'll stand for the faith. You know, as we went to Philippians, Paul was saying, and Paul is already facing the possibility of death, he is willing to pay the supreme price if he is called upon to do so. You know, as it is written to the Philippians and Philippi, believe that he shared his concern about their willingness to stand against the pressure of persecution. He hoped that he might be with them in person to encourage them, and such occur, but he had no guarantee. So he sent them strategically that would serve them well, even if he is not available to personally cheer them. You know the story. You know what Paul went through: beaten in his hometown, shipwreck, everything. You know the story. But stop thinking about the conduct, the cooperation and the encouragement, how he encountered persecution, how he endured pain. Just think about that for a little while. And you can think about, you can learn about integrity. When we see people in integrity, we come in. We can make about them is that they have grown up. They no longer react to life in the ways that they did as a child. They have allowed God to raise them above that. You know, few men and women know how to live nowadays. We grow up at random, carrying into maturity life the merely animal method and motive, while we have as little children. You know, and it does not occur to us that all this must be changed, that much of it must be reversed, that life is the finest of fine art, that it has to be learned with lifelong patience, and that the years of our pilgrimage is all too short to master it triumphantly. You know, unlike most educators, that is almost purely personal. It is not to be had from books or lectures or creed or doctrine. It is a study from the life. Christ never said much in mere words about the Christian grace. Today we are talking about integrity.
Integrity. Praise God. Hold just a moment.
Praise God. Forgive me. I thought it was someone calling in for the number. And by way, the number to call in, if you would like to say something in this area, code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. Feel free to call in. And if you would like to talk about the joy of integrity today, just hit 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, people, no matter where you go, they notice persons of integrity. You know, when a person of integrity is in a position of leadership, people may notice something different about them. This provides an opportunity for them to point to God as a source of their integrity. My. Just think about the joy today of integrity. You refuse to, you know, compromise. You're being tested. Your conviction. And your integrity, when you have integrity and joy, it will stand out. You don't have to worry about your integrity being threatened by temptation. You know, temptation we face all every day, and we can put them in 3 categories. We are tempted sinuously, inappropriately, feed the desire of our physical body. We are tempted to presume upon the grace of God, to do things our way, believing God will rescue us. And we are tempted in an area of gaining power and control. You know, Satan tempts us to get food by changing stones into loaves of bread. You know, you read that in the Word of God. It will prove you are the Son of God. That's what he's telling God. He's trying to test God's integrity and the joy. We can stand against temptations today, you all. It is not true that people of integrity are not tempted. They are just ready for it and know what to do when it happens. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the key is depending on God rather than on our own strength to resist temptation. My. You know, integrity, a man of integrity is not one who never does anything wrong, but one who is grieved each time he does and desire to make things right. You know, we can have integrity under pressure. You know, one test of people's character is what they do in hard times. What they do under pressure? Do they compromise their integrity using excuses for their wrong choices? Or do they have the courage to do the right things no matter what they come up against? My. Integrity today. The joy of integrity. You can set your heart to do right. I'm just thinking about that word integrity and the joy, courage to do right. You know, the righteous man walk in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. You'll find that in Proverbs 20:7. You know, it's easy to go along with others, especially when those others are trusted friends. But if we are willing to take a stand for what is right, we can help set a standard for others. My. Well, we're going to leave integrity a little while and go back and talk about joy for a little while, because it's going hand in hand today. That joy
that unspeakable joy. You know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You'll find that in Psalms 30 and 5 of your Bible if you haven't tore your pages out. You know, there is great joy when lost things are found, lost lambs, lost coins, but especially people, lost people. Sometimes we lose our joy like the older brother in the story of the prodigal son. The good news is that we can turn to God and find it again. Now, I'm going to just go to the story a little while since we're talking about the joy of integrity this morning. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and lost one. Wouldn't you leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the lost one until you found it? When you found it, can you be sure you would put it across your shoulder rejoicing? When you got home, calling your friends and your neighbors saying, "Celebrate with me. I'm going to rejoice. I found my lost sheep." Count on it. There is more joy in heaven over one sinner rescues life than over 99 good people and no need of rescuing. Just imagine a woman who has lost 10 coins. We're still in the Word of God. And lost one. Wouldn't she light a lamp and scour the house looking in every nook and cranny until she found it? When she finds it, she can be sure she will call her friends and neighbors, "Celebrating with me. I found my lost coin." Calling it that kind of party, God's angels throw every time one lost. Turn to God. Just think about how many times you have lost something. You don't know where it is. You calling up everybody in the house. "Have you seen this? Have you seen it? I know I put it right there. I know, I'm positive I put it there." But God take you to another room. Lo and behold, here you find and put your hands right on what you've been looking for. Don't you call everybody in the house? You just bursting over with joy. And I'm going to use this example. It might have been your paycheck that you were going to go to the bank and deposit. You got a phone call. You got distracted. You put it down. Then another call came. By the time you got ready to go to the bank, you go to say, "Wait a minute. I had my check. What did I do with it? Where did I put it?" Then you commence to asking everybody if there's anybody there with you. "Did you see where I put my check?" "No." "Will y'all help me find it?" And when you find it, you can't help but just bust out with joy. You so happy, you calling up everybody, "Girl, today I misplaced my check. I didn't know what I was going to do." You have that joy. You still got your integrity. And that's what we're talking about today, joy and integrity. We're just bringing up a few things today to let you know you can have your joy. Anybody that would like to call in today, area code 646-716-4389. Anyone that like to come on and speak today, just hit 1 on your keypad. We'd be glad to hear you share about your joy and your integrity today, because the show is for everyone that will call in and put your views on joy and integrity today. You can pray for joy today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can have happiness and joy today. And you know, joy goes beyond happiness. You know, how wonderful that God wants us to go beyond the pursuit of happiness, to experience joy. We can be joyful even when we're unhappy. You know, all sort of things can undermine happiness. Time, change, tragedy above all. There isn't anything wrong with happiness, but trying to build on just the right set of circumstances is to insecure a base. My. We have someone that caller with area code 770. You're not on the air.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Madam Host. How you doing this morning?
Blessed the Lord. How are you?
Praise the Lord. This is Prophet Andrew Sims, the prophet that has a word to give about that message you got this morning. How you doing?
Praise God. Thank you.
We come to discover and find out as prophets that you can't have accountability unless you know how to make the right choices. And if your choices are wrong, and the majority of the time, 98% of the people in the church don't know how to make the right choices. That's the reason why I come there so much unintegrity in the church. And I just want to let everyone know that you better check yourself this morning before you wreck yourself. And we're just grateful to use the scripture. Joshua 24:15, choose you this day how you're going to receive integrity by examining yourself. Thank you this morning, Madam Host. I just needed to express that.
Well, thank you so much, Prophet, for coming on today. I wish more people would come on and talk today. Not be scared. Don't be shy. Just come on and let the world know how you feel about joy and integrity today. You know, as you were speaking there, caller from area code 770, Prophet, I was reminded even in the Word of God in Philippians, when we was talking about Paul earlier, about consistent, you know, Paul was confident that he would be acquitted at his trial and set free. He felt sure he would set the Philippians again, but he wanted them to know that his presence would not affect the way they lived their lives. You know, it is one thing to live the Christian life when our support system is intact. When the people who have discipled us are standing by, we feel secure, unlike many leaders of our days, as you were saying, about the church. And we was, you know, putting that, you know, Jesus is watching us always. He is, you know, there to teach and preach and give us what he wants us to do and say. And we see so many things going wrong in the church nowadays. Very few places you can find integrity and joy in the body of Christ. You can't get good cooperation. You know, and here Paul was speaking about cooperation. You know, most of all, Paul wanted the Philippians to understand that they will not be able to survive the pressure alone. They must stand fast in the Lord that they need to do while joining hands with each other. Paul has sounded the challenge to stand fast in many of his own letters to the Corinthians. He wrote, watch, stand, fasten the faith, be brave, be strong. You know, Christ has made us free. Do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. My. Today our topic is on the joy of integrity. How many of you all today have integrity out there? Today we have a caller on. Good morning, guest from area code 423. We are so happy to hear you on today. Would you like to talk about joy and integrity?
Yes, ma'am. Joy and integrity is a powerful combination. You know, the Bible tells us that God would give us joy, unspeakable joy. And he also tells us that the joy of our life is our strength. And walking in integrity, that means that what you do, even when nobody is looking, when you're doing right, what's right by God, even if nobody is looking, that you have enough integrity, or scruples is what I like to call integrity, to do what's right. So to put that combination together, you can conquer anything, any and everything, any and everything in every area of your life. When we allow ourselves to walk in joy and having a peace about ourselves, that we're able to have integrity. Now that not everybody have integrity, and not everybody desire it, but it is what we need to keep us going and for us to conquer the hard things in life, because we'll be able to look at things different. You know, we'll be able to accept that it might be hard during the night, but joy comes in the morning, and we can walk that thing out. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you, caller. We've been waiting on you to come on to just share with us. This is my guest for today, prophetess, spiritual educator, Elizabeth Gale Brown from Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're so happy and elated to have you on the line today. I know all the callers was waiting for you to come on because I told them we had a guest coming on, a husband and a wife team, which is a pastor and a prophetess that would be on today. So we thought you was having some difficulties getting on today.
Yes, ma'am, I was. And in between making it to the line, I had a young lady call me that was had some stuff going on, and I needed to pray with her.
Praise God. Now, we have another caller on the call from area code 423-580. Caller, you are now on the
air. Hello?
Yes, caller, you are now on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Praise God.
Praise God. Caller, you want us to talk about joy and integrity this morning?
I just feel so good just being on this earth today. Like, God has blessed me so much today. Matter of fact, it's my whole life.
Praise God.
It just continue blessing me.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in my office. I'm at work today. I know y'all heard the phone ringing in the background, right? Stuff, but I have to call to let y'all know how much He has blessed me. And so not just today. It's continually. Like, so I guess when I came out of my mom's womb, right, He protected me. Like, so all the stuff I've been through, He still protected me. Like, so He's been over everything. He could have gave up on me, but He loved me so much that He continued to protect me.
Praise God, caller. I am so glad you came on, even at work with your phone ringing. You want to let the listening audience know, and your wife, that what all God is doing for both of you all. And that's a blessing that, well, maybe more people will come on and let Him know. It's not about us. It's all about
Jesus. It's all about what Jesus does. And so, gave His blood for us. So, you know, But like I said, I'm at work right now. Like so, but I'll call back soon. I'll call back when I got my quiet time. Okay.
All right then, caller. We sure do appreciate you for calling on today. And be blessed.
All right, God. Be blessed. God bless y'all.
God bless you too.
Look,
we give God praise for that caller.
Amen.
That came even at work. He let
Amen.
Us know listening to the program. And he wanted to come on and support his wife, even from his job. You know that, you know God is so good. He's letting you know about the joy and an integrity in his life.
Amen.
Now, area code 770, would you like to say something else?
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is the illustrious Prophet Andrew Sims. Was that the great pastor, what's his name? Was that the great pastor Brown talking? What's his name?
Yes, sir, Glenn.
Glenn, praise
yes,
the Lord this morning. That is unbelievable. You mean to tell me that the great Pastor Brown took out of his busy day to call this number?
Amen.
Oh, man, this must be an exciting radio show for him to take out his time, as popular and as valuable and as anointed as he is. That's amazing. This show is really making some strides into progress, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. I give God praise.
Jesus.
I give God praise.
What's the name of this program again?
The name of the show is Joy and Peace. Outreach.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This program, for Pastor Brown to call, Glenn Brown to call, we're going to really have to get his autograph. He's a very famous person to take out all of this time during his busy day. Praise God. Well, I just had to say this now concerning your title. When you talk about integrity and joy, you know, you just can't have any joy if you don't have no peace.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't have no joy. And one of the things that's eluding many people in the church today, there's no peace, y'all.
Amen.
Now, when you ask that question, why you don't have peace, then you know good and well what the answer is. That's all I need to say. Thank you, man.
Praise God.
Praise God. We thank God today
yes,
for
Lord.
This show. We thank God because He's the one orchestrating. He's the one having people call in, because I never know who's going to call in until I see it on my switchboard. And I thank God for every listener that's listening in. I hope they will get in tune and start calling. List the show. If you enjoying the show, list the show as a popular show. Let God know other people come on. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. And always check the topic, because I try, as God give it to me, I put it on to let you know what we're going to speak on. That way you can be done prayed about what God wants you to say, because we want this word and this message to get around the world. It's not about Overseer Sadie with Joy and Peace Outreach, but it's about outreaching to in and everybody from all walks of life. Not just one creed or color, but everybody, because everybody make up this world. Everybody is God's children. We are servants of God. We are his hands. We are feet. You know, we are his eyes. We are his hearing. You know, we are his mouthpiece. You know, so we are here to spread
Amen.
The good news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise
and
God.
Today the topic just happened to be joy. The joy of integrity. Go ahead, prophetess. I know I hear you. You just ready. Come on out that gate. Come on.
Amen. Prophetess, what I wanted to, I just wanted to bring to light Proverbs 11th chapter, that third verse, that tells us the integrity of the upright should guide them. You know, that's why I say that's a powerful combination between integrity and joy. You know, your integrity will, it'll guide you. Not every, as I said before, not everybody have integrity. There are many people that are blinded, you know, that don't see and don't comprehend that how important integrity is in our lives. But the Bible tells us that the integrity of the upright shall guide them. You know, not just anybody. He didn't say the downright or the down wrong. He said the upright. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. But that, but it, the scripture don't stop there. It goes on to say, but the perverseness of transgressions shall destroy them. You know, and when it, there's a balance that God gives us in between integrity and our transgressions, there's a, you know, it has to be a balance there. So that's why integrity is important. It actually takes the place of the transgressors. It actually, I mean, the perverseness, forgive me, Lord. It takes the place of the perverseness. You know, when a person is perverted, they don't have a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do just anything. Anything goes, whichever way the wind blow them. But when they walk in integrity, they have some scruples. They have some pride about themselves.
Yes.
They have boldness. They're walking upright, and they understand that they're not just walking upright before man, but they're walking upright before God. So that's why it's important to have integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And I'm sorry that I had that little tidbit had just grabbed me, and I couldn't wait to get that out, you know, because, and if we go back, just one more, 11th chapter, let me just read that first, second, and third verse.
Go right ahead. Mm-hmm.
It says, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight, meaning that just weight is a perfect balance. And it goes on, verse 2 says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Now, after the lowly is wisdom, meaning you're going to humble yourself to have this wisdom or to walk in this wisdom, a man with pride, can't walk in wisdom. A man with shame can't walk, you know, in this wisdom. But it goes on then, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. Oh, glory be to God.
Mm.
It's something about walking upright before the Lord.
Yes.
And that means to have a made-up mind. For God I live and for God I die. That's the kind of integrity I want. That's the kind of integrity that I believe. That's the kind of integrity that I believe God meant for us to walk in. Praise God.
Praise God. You know, as I was studying over this here, you know, integrity without knowledge is weak.
Yes.
And useless. And knowledge without integrity is dangerous and driven.
Amen.
You know, people of integrity do soul searching. You
Amen.
Know, people of high character examine their souls to see if there is anything amiss.
Yes, Lord.
Then they take steps to correct the flaws.
Yes,
Lord. My.
Come on.
You know, hallelujah, hallelujah,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. You know, Jesus. You know, that done touched me there. You know, have you ever explored your soul? It is not too late to do so. The pursuit is quite rewarding. It would be a great thing to feel that one has contrived to find exactly what one's soul is good for, what strains and stress it can endure, how well equipped it is for the strange adventures upon which it is ultimately to set forth, how fit it is to stand in the white light, then beat against the throne of God. Ah, my. Woo, Jesus. You know
yes,
what?
Yes, Lord.
You know, integrity. You know, it's a right, a desire to do right.
Yes,
you know,
Lord. Amen.
Desire to keep God's law and is willing to be examined by him.
Amen.
Such a person deliberately seek out good company. You're going to watch the company you in. You ain't going to just be caught with
yes,
just no in and everybody. Somebody that you know don't have no joy in them. Somebody don't have no integrity in them. You
yes,
ain't going to be caught
Lord
around with
God.
That person.
Come on now.
You know, I have to keep the law and have trust
yes.
without wavering. Me, I got to cross-examine me.
Amen.
You know, I got to be, I know I'm going to be tested.
Amen.
And my affection and motives got to be right.
Amen.
You know, the word says, if I have taken your loving kindness and your truth as my ideals, I do not have fellowship with trickery, two-faced men and women.
Amen.
They are false and hypocritical. I hate the sinners hang out and refuse to enter them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well, I thank God for this broadcast today on the joy of integrity.
Amen.
I have just a few seconds more. Did anyone have any last words they want to say before we go off the air for today? I want y'all to stay tuned for next week because we have another exciting topic for next week's broadcast.
Amen.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's talking about brokenness. So I hope quite a few people will come on
Amen.
And talk about brokenness next week.
Amen.
But I want to thank every one of my guests that came on, those that had to leave, those that may be at work and had to go on mute. I want to thank you from caller from area code 423 for coming on, the husband of area code 423-893. I thank you so much for coming on. We kept on in your stead until we felt something up had came up because we knew you said you would be on it. And so we give God praise. I thank area code 770-597 Prophet Sims for coming on and giving us his input to the listening audience. Because, y'all, we can't do everything by ourselves. We
Amen.
Got to hear the word of the Lord. Not
Amen.
Just from one person, because everybody that's giving it to you at your church, you finding out little by little, you knowing more than the leader that's feeding you every day. That's why you are so hungry. That's why you need that joy of integrity. That's why you need to know consistent and cooperation and courage, you know, and your
Amen.
Conduct. You need to know all these things. But if you're getting the same thing, the same soup warmed over, for the last 20 years, and you don't see no change, and you have grown by leaps and bounds, that ought to tell you something. The joy of integrity.
Praise God.
Well, I thank each and every one of you all today for making this show what it was. And I thank area code again, 423-580, for calling me even from his job. We thank you for him gracing the line today. And for you all that want to listen to this program, please check out the archives later. You can go on and listen to any of the programs that you desire to listen to. This program come on once a week. I will be coming on twice a week starting the new year, starting then coming into the end of the month. I have two programs will be coming on that week. So stay tuned. Check Blog Talk for Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. And until next week, you all have a blessed, prosperous day in the Lord. I love each and every one of you, and thank you for listening. And do put a popular show on there. Check it out that you're enjoying this show. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye.